Another important primary is in the books. In the main nomination election, retired NASCAR driver and state representative Austin Theroux easily defeated fellow state representative and actor Michael Sobolewski. Mr. Theroux now advances into the 2nd Congressional District general election. There, he will face Democratic Congressman Jared Golden in what should become a competitive race in a CD that former President Trump is expected to handily carry in November. Afghan war veteran Sam Brown was a big winner in the Nevada Republican primary and now advances to challenge Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen. The open North Dakota race also unfolded as expected. Three-term at-large U.S. Representative Kelly Armstrong was an easy Republican gubernatorial primary winner over Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller. Congressman Armstrong now becomes a prohibitive favorite to replace retiring Governor Doug Burgum. The most competitive races in Tuesday's primaries came from South Carolina. But again, as has been the case all year, the incumbents won. Both Representatives Nancy Mace of Charleston and William Timmons of Greenville were victorious in their Republican renomination campaigns, defeating former Haley administration cabinet secretary Catherine Templeton and state representative Adam Morgan, respectively. In eastern Ohio, Republican state representative Michael Rooley captured the 6th Congressional District special election with a 55-45% victory over Democrat Michael Kripchak, though the margin was a bit closer than expected. While Congressman-elect Rooley will take the seat upon certification and serve the balance of the term, the two will again meet in the November general election. In a regular turnout election, the Republican percentage for Mr. Rooley should be greater. Remaining in Ohio, Marist College released a U.S. Senate survey and reports a pattern also seen in other states with key Senate races. While former President Trump leads President Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here 48-41-5%, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown tops Republican challenger Bernie Moreno 50-45. This tells us two things. First, that Senator Brown's campaign message localizing the race to Ohio needs, especially on manufacturing issues, is working. And second, that the Republican message tying Brown to Biden is so far insufficient. A just-released Emerson College poll sees Westchester County Executive George Latimer continuing to lead two-term New York Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman by a rather wide margin, 48-31%. Mr. Latimer also has an advantage in campaign fundraising. The bad news for Congressman Bowman continues. Former Secretary of State and New York Senator Hillary Clinton also announced her formal endorsement of Mr. Latimer. While incumbents have had a perfect year so far in renomination campaigns, Mr. Bowman, a member of the controversial Democratic Socialist Squad, may be the most vulnerable incumbent standing before a primary electorate. The New York primary is scheduled for June 25th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.